Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf, Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah as we start off the fourth and final section of the Dalet Midim discussion. We had Lulav, we had Hadassim, we had Aravis, and now we have Esrog, says the Mishnah. Esrog, HaGazel, V'HaYavesh, Pasol. A stolen or a dried out Esrog is Pasol. As we said before, for the various reasons. Shel Ashera, V'Shel Ir HaNidachas, Pasol. Of an Asherah near any dachat is possible, as we'll see in the Gemara. What our girsa is, what the reason for that is, as we had earlier in the parak, those were all generic and common ones with the other dalaminim. But now we have new ones. Shel Arla possible. So the first time we have that factor. Arla is by all fruit trees, the first 3 years in its existence. So Arla is possible because it is, as we'll see, Aser Bahana'a. And that is going to be a problem for Esrog, even though we mentioned earlier, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, and therefore, why should it be a problem, even if it's aser b'hana, I'm just fulfilling my mitzvah. But because of the lachem, we will see that it makes a higher standard. Shall truma tamei apostle? Truma tamei is also apostle. The lachem truma tamei is that a kohen is allowed to burn it and get hana'ah during that destruction. Hana'ah shall kilui. And the Mishnah says, though, that using that as possible, that's not enough to make it considered lachem. Shal truma tahora lo yitel, then not al kasher. Truma tahora, you shouldn't take lechadchila, but if you did, it's kasher. We'll see why in the Gemara. Shal demai, if it is demai, produce that you don't know whether you knew truma gadola was taken off of, because that's what amearis are scared of, but you're not sure whether Meiser Rishon was taken off of, and that means Trumas Meiser might not have been taken off of it. Demai, third Masechta in Shas. Beishamai Postlin, Bezel Machshirin. Again, we'll see all of the explanations in the Gemara. Shal Meiser Sheni Bi Yerushalayim. Lo Yito, Vim Nata Kasher. If somebody has a Meiser Sheni Esrog in Yerushalayim. So one should not, Lo Yito, one shouldn't use that for Esrog, for the mitzvah, but if he did, it is kosher. Why dafka in Yerushalayim? Why dafka Maisha Sheni Esrog in Yerushalayim? That's the only time that's going to be kosher by the Eved. Rashi says, if it's outside of Yerushalayim, then there's no heter of Achila, and therefore it would not be called Lachem. That Shitas Rashi on the Mishnah, fifth wide line. Vimnata kosher, Shahari Yishba heter Achila, Aval Chutzli Yerushalayim lo, De Lachem Ksiv Haraui Lachem. It's got to be in Yerushalayim because otherwise you have to be in a place where you can eat it right now. That's Shitas Rashi. If you look in the Ran says no. The Ran argues, says no, but the evidence is okay, even if it is outside of Yerushalayim. Why? Because you can bring it into Yerushalayim. Why do you have to say, oh, it's only going to be good here because I can eat it here? No, even outside, right? Mashal Ma'adav Adoma. If a man gives a woman Meiser Sheni in outside of Yerushalayim in terms of Kiddushin, the Mishnayos and Kiddushin describe in the second parak, you know, she can bring it to Yerushalayim. So here too, the Ran says, even outside of Yerushalayim would be okay. And he describes what's the Chiddush of then saying Yerushalayim. If you look in the Ritva agrees with the Ran, but has a slightly different formulation. It makes for a fascinating machlokas. The Ran says, even outside of Yerushalayim it's okay because it's called Lachem because you can bring it into Yerushalayim. What does the Ritva say? It's considered lachem enough even outside. Why? Because you can be poda it right now and have money that's useful for you right here. That's enough of lachem. So is it more lachem that it is edible for you somewhere else? Or is it more lachem that you could use the money that you could get for it right here? That's the machlokas, the Ritva and the Ran. Which one is more lachem? You read the language of the Ritva. V'afapi karabanan, the savri ma'aser sheni mamon had yodhu. V'afapi shekiva shenichnas Yerushalayim eino rasha'i liftoso. And even though he's saying the chiddush is even in Yerushalayim, that's why the Mishnah mentions it. In Yerushalayim, you can't be poda it anymore. Still, the chiddush is, even though it has somewhat kedusha, lachem karina bay, v'yoti afilu b'yantav rishon. V'kol shekein, kodim shenichnas Yerushalayim, shiocha liftoso shen. And you can be poda it. So that is 3 days, two against one, really. What is the why does the Mishnah emphasize Yerushalayim? Rashi says dafka, because after Yerushalayim wouldn't be lachem. So what that you could take it to Yerushalayim? So what that you could redeem it? That's not good enough for lachem. While the Ritva and the Ran say, no, it is good enough. But why? Ran says, because you can eat it. You can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. The Ritva says, no, right here, you can be poda it and use the proceeds in that regard. So, discussion of Meiser Sheni. There is one factor that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And that leaves open the possibility for a machlokas, tevel. Esrog of tevel is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why not? Right, if you have in the Mishnah in Psachim, all the parallel Mishnahis are trying to use matzah shell blank, matzah shell tevel is mentioned there. And that's usher to use. So what about an esrog shel tevel? So that is a machlokas. If you look in the Ran right here on the Daf Yarif on page Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, it's a machlokas. Machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran says, Lekule alma betevel gomor ein yotzinbo b'yom rishon. Can't use it. Tevel. It's aser bana. It's just like all the other ones. What can you do with tevel? It's aser ba'achila. It's aser ba'achila, and therefore it is no good. Ela mishum de tana lo tani ela mai de pasal afilu biyom sheni shel Torah. The Tana only listed off items that are pasal even throughout Yontif. Lo tana tevel v'chulu v'chulu. So the Ran Shita is that tevel is not allowed to be used. It's pasal. Aval haramban zal, but my great grand Rebbe, the Ramban says the shel tevel karina be lachem. It is lachem. His lachem. It's also to eat. How could that be called lachem? The kivan sheyocho lisale kakoin vahalevi. Be esrog de alma sheyafrish alzeh. I have this tevel, but what if I take an esrog and I'm mafrish for this tevel? And I take off shuza maizer, it's for this tevel. So it's in my power to do hafrasha. And then I can give this extra chuma and maizer, whatever I was mafrish with, to the kohen alevi, and the rest is mine. So I have the power to make all of this tevel mine. So, says the Ramban, it's similar to other cases where you can't benefit from it directly now, but you could do something. It's biyantcha. Tahavi lein, it compares it to achin shekanu esrog betfusas abayis. What happens if a children, brothers, yarshined an esrog from their father? Or an esrog tree from their father? To kol hecha diika esrog lekol chad v'chad, as long as there's an esrog for each one, even before they split it up. Yocho lito la'atzmo v'latzespo. They could each take it and be yotze. Why? Because you could already foresee the split. Hilkach al karchin yotzen betevel. So too the Ramban says, so too you be yotze betevel, because you could foresee a split. Am I giving the Kohen and the Levi something else? And I could use this. Says the Ran, ain't Dino Zel Bar Etzli. I don't know what the Ramban's talking about. It's not Bar. How can you compare the cases where you have a partnership, basically, between the brothers, and they can split up? There you could foresee the split. Masha Enkin, in the case of the our case of Tevel, the Esro Shalaychen Achen Shaini, the Kiva the Daitayu, Shekol Echad Yitol Ezam and Esrogim. Here the brothers are all going to take some Esrogim, Sheyir Tzel Atzma. How about the Kiddi Day? They're all going to want esrogim, so you can see the split. Avol tevel kivan de aser be atche yafresh alav mimakom acher k'shinolo letzeis bo ef shalomar de levi didei k'shem she ef shar lomar be esrog shomayt v'chulu. And he continues. Anyway, machlokas we've shown him whether you can use an esrog of tevel, and the svaris are very interesting. Do you compare it to tfusas abayas of brothers? That is first half of the Mishnah talking about halachic. Legal issues related to the esrog. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah, which is about physical problems on the esrog. Also, chazazis al rubo. If an esrog has scabs all over most of its structure, most of its skin, there are scabs. It looks it's peeling. It doesn't look good. Nitla pitmasa, or if its pitum comes off, right? That's those who grew up with pitums on their esrogim sometimes. When there are children in the house, all of a sudden, it's a good idea to switch the minhag of not having pitums. But again, various minhagim, elu ve'elu. Niklaf, if somehow it is peeled, there are different layers of the esrog. If you have an esrog that its outer layer is peeled. Nistak, or if it has a slit or a crack in it. Nikev v'chaser kol shehu. Pasal. Our girsa has the vav on v'chaser. Nikev v'chaser kol shehu pasal. So what does that last line mean? Rashi says it's all one phrase. If it has a hole, just a hole is not a problem. If you stick a needle into an esrog, then pull out the needle. Rashi says here, that's not a problem. It's only if it gets a hole and it's missing a piece. It's chaser. That's why there's a vav there, because there's all one psul on the last one. Nikev v'chaser kashu is pasul. That is our Rashi. If you look in the Ritva quotes that as his own shita and quotes the Deah Chalekes as Rashi. The Ritva says, I like that pshat, that it is all one, or else why would you have a vav there? If it was two different psulim of Nikev and Chaser, just like the earlier ones on the list didn't have a vav, so too this shouldn't have a vav. So the Ritva says, I like that pshat. Avo vadai v'li nira t'ha Nikev stomach tani bereishu b'seifa u'mashpa t'chia dadi ninu v'sui avitrei psulei ninu listing Nikev Chaser below vav. Elavadai chad psulahu. It's one puzzle if it gets a whole, and it is missing. But he quotes earlier Rashi, not our Rashi, but another day of Rashi, who says, no, Tartik Tani. It's two different psulim. It's Nikev and Chaser. What are the different psulim? Nikev means if it has a hole through and through, Mefulash. If you take a needle and stick it all the way through the esrog and then pull it out, so then that's puzzle, even though there's no Chaser there. If it's Nikev Mefulash, that's a problem. Chaser, even if it's not Mefulash, right, just a little bit of Chaser. Those are the two psulim, says Rashi in the Ritva. Shenikev Nekem Mefulash Ava Bishalo Chaser, O Shechaser Kalshu Ava Bishalo Nikev. And when it says in the Seifa, Nikev Velo Chaser Kalshu Kasher, that means that Nekev She'eno Mefulash. And the Reif is about Mefulash. Those are the two different deos, how to understand this Mishnah. And you see on the side, Nusach Haser, Chaser, without the Vav, right? Different deus. Machlokas, we've shown him whether the Vav is there or not. Viter. Also, that's all the puzzle ones. Also, Chazazes al Miuto, if you have scabbing on only a minority of the Esrog, Natal Ukso, or if the Ukats, the opposite of the Pitam, the bottom part, the place where the Esrog is attached to the tree, if that is cut off, Nikev velo chaser kal shehu, kasher gets a hole, and it's not mefulash, according to what we just said, according to that day in Rashi. And it's not chaser, kasher, all of those are okay. Esrog akushi, pasul. Somebody has a black esrog, or an esrog from the land of Kush, pasul, ayorak akarsi, or if it has green as a leek, very green, Rabbi Meir machshir v'yu deposel. Right, that doesn't mean like are the green that we have. Many have green esrogim. It's not what review this possibly. It means like a serious green that doesn't eventually lighten up and turn into yellow. So Yorka Karsi, so that is a machlokas. Remember we discussed earlier in this parak, is that a problem of Hadar? Because we discussed this review the hold of Hadar by Esrog. We said maybe not. Maybe this just means it's not ripe yet. Right, it's not an esrog. Shear esrog got cut done. Same thing we did with the last machlokas. What is the smallest minimum shear of an esrog? Rabbi Meir Omer ke'egos, has to be the size of a nut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'beitza, it has to be the beitza. Ubigadol, kedei sheyochei shnayim biyado, de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the largest esrog has to be, you have to at least be able to hold two with one hand. Biyado achas, Rabbi Yosi Omer, filu echad v'sheyado. No, even one big one with two hands. And again, earlier we said, is that because Rabbi Yehuda requires hadar, or is it just because you have to hold your esrog in your left hand and the other minim in your right hand, and if you have to switch it, and then the maneuverability of a large esrog is limited, and therefore better idea to have a smaller esrog. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Here we go. The Gemara is about to have a number of limudim relating to how do we know that pre-Eitz Hadar means Esrog. That is all the limudim. Let's just read the first line. Tanu Rabbanan, pre-Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shetam Eitzo Upiryo Shaveh. It is an Eitz, that a wood, a tree, that its wood, its bark, and its fruit taste similar. Havi Omer Zeh Esrog. I know we're about to go, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Says the Ritva right here, echoing the words of the Rambam, which we have mentioned many times. Says the Ritva right here, don't think that these limudim are really needed. And if you don't have, if you wouldn't have had these limudim, that you wouldn't have known that a pre-Eitz Hadar is an esro. Don't think that you really need this, that it's a drasha, and I figured it out. We have a Mesorah that pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog. Everything here is extra, is working backwards, is a Remez Bikra. But it's not the actual Limud, even though it sounds like it. That's the Ritva right here. Pirish, Davadai, Kimwan, Dahadar Hainu Esrog, Velohayu Musupakin Bedavar Sha'asu Bimos Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, there was never a doubt. Even though we had earlier, remember, you might think Kamosh or the other ones. Says the Ritva, no, we never had a suffix. Aval, Lefisha, Amar Akasa, pre-Eitz. Velo Amar Hadar Levado, Shehu Shema Esrog. It says, pre-Eitz Hadar, that phrase, Lelam Deinus, that's teaching us, Shehadar Azehu HaEsrog, Shepri Veitz HaShaveh. Vizeh Siman HoChacha Gemura.
Shehu Shem Esro. So it's the Hochacha Gemura, but you didn't need this. We know this without it. So it's adding on. It's icing. It's icing, but it's not the Iker Limud. Lo Sheyeh Hochacha Gemura Shehu Esro K'shahar B'Yilon Tzachem Yishpoem Kach. When we talk about big ones and small ones, we'll have later on. Elosha Kabbalah Heidelonosh Ahadar Zesrog. Vesrog, when he continues, Esrog Loshon Chemda Verigug. It's the Targum on, by the Eitz Hadas. That is the Ritva. But who does he get this from? He gets this from the Rambam. We mentioned this many times. The Rambam, in his Akdamat the Pirsha Mishnayis, discusses the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two, right, it's still Ches Adar, so it's still within Shloshim Yom of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzai, within 24 hours, says the Rambam, the first two categories of Torah Shebal Peh, number one is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and number two is Pirushim HaMakubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that go all the way back, but they're not called Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Yesterday, we had a Gemara that says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right, Eser Netios and Nisach HaMayim. That, it says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara never says that Priates Hadar, being an Esrog, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's just assumed. Meaning what? It's a pirush emakubo, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam. Shapirush, and what's the difference between these two categories? Shapirush emakubo, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, kemosha amarnu. Ein machlokes bohem b'shum panim. Never a machlokes. Shaharei me'ad, me'oz vi'ad ata. Lo matzonu machlokes, shenafla bizmam and azmanim, mimos Moshe v'ad revashi, ben chachamim. And here, what are the examples the Rambam quotes? The classic Dvarim ha-mukubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Number one, sheyomer echad ha-motzi ayin chaveiro yotzi es eino. Eye for an eye is literal. Nobody's ever said that. Even though you have Gemaras in the 8th Parak and Baba Kama that have limudim to teach us that, but those limudim are second stage. First stage is there are certain misoras of halacha that we are given, and there's never a doubt. Nobody really ever meant that you're going to do the Hammurabi code in eye for an eye. Shenemar ayin ba'ayin. V'yomar ashen yu enu ela kofer bovad shachayev lases. V'lo matzanu! Number two. Gamkein machlok es b'asha omar akas apri eis hadar. Achi yomar echad shu esrog v'yomar achad shu chavushim o rimonim o zulaso. Number two. V'lo matzanu gamkein machlok es be'eitz avos shehu hadas. The woman gets involved in a machlokas between two men and she grabs a man in his private area. Nobody ever says, literally, that you chop off her hand. We don't believe in that. Shehu kofer. And he continues in all of these. There's never a cholek. The chulu. Shekulon pirushim ha-mukubalim mipi Moshe va'alem v'aldomeim amru kol ha-Torah nemru kol ha-Sefer the seventh tekem mi-Sinai. Aval, af al-pi shim mukubalim v'machlokes b'neihem, hari hi mi-chachmas ha-Torah ha-nesuna lanu. Shenuchal lo-hotzi mi-mena elu ha-pirushim b'derech mi-darkei ha-svaris v'asmachtos v'harayos v'haramazim ha-metsuim b'mikra. But this category is different than Halacha Moshe Misinai in that you can sometimes, many times, find remuzim in the text for this pshat. And that's what our Gemara is doing. Our Gemara, and the Gemara in Ayin Tachazayin, and Baba Kama, all those Gemaras are finding hints working backwards. Ukeshetire osam betalmud. And when you look in the Talmud, like in Sukkah Lamed Hey, ma'ainim, b'chokim, ze al ze, b'ma'areches ha'iyun, they're having a halachic discussion. Rai, mivian rayos, al echan me'la pirushim, adomolem, kegon, priyatadar, ulai rimonim, chavushim, until it says, priyatadar, eichetam, eitzo, piryo, shaveh, priyadar, b'ilana, mishmishana, lashana, elu ha'rayos, lo heviyun, mibreshin, shtabi, shalema, inyan. These rayos aren't brought because anybody really had a suffix, says the Rambam. Ache noda lahem meharayos ha'ele. Avo re'inu below suffix. Mimos Yeshua barata she'esrog ha'elochim in alulav kol shana. Avo chakru ala remez. What's the best hint of the Torah for this? That's the machlokas. Hanimsa because of ozeb v'yir shemekubal. Also by hadas. Also by onesh mamun. All of them. That's the machlokas. Machlokas is what's the best hint, but we know it even without that. Okay. So, first daya here, what is the best hint, is you have a tree whose tam eitz upiryo shaveh, and that is esrog. Esrog tastes like its bark. Anybody ever taste an esrog? Says the kapos tmarim. It doesn't taste like it. Take a bite of an esrog. It does not taste like its tree. What it must be referring to, says the kapos tmarim, is that we know an esrog has many layers. Before you get to the fruit inside, it's very, very thick. Very thick skin. And he says, because of that, I guess in his day, a couple hundred years ago, people ate the thick skin, and not just the inside. Because the ichor part of an esrog is not the little area of juicy fruit, citrus fruit inside. It's very small. By other fruit, we have mostly inside, that's the ichor. But here, that mostly is the layer outside. He says, "Aval esrog chamutz shebesocho hu miutav v'lo nechshav lepri v'ikar apri hu klipaso tahavigasa biyoser v'ishba merirus v'charifus v'tam eitzo ketam pirio." That rind, that thick, which many of us maybe don't eat if we would ever cut open an esrog, right? So still, it's the thickness of the rind, and that's what's similar to the tasting of the tree. But obviously, the fruit does not taste that way. Okay. So that's the first day. The tree and the fruit taste similar. Says the Gemara, Vehema Pilpilin. But what do you mean? We have another suggestion. Pepper also tastes like it's tree. Kidatanya, Vahir, Meir Omer, Bimash, Bashanem, Marunatatem, Kol Eitz. Right? The fact that it says, you shall plant every tree. Right? Talking about Arla, Eini Odeyashu, Eitz Ma'achal. I know it's talking about a fruit tree. Why does it say Eitz Ma'achal by Arla? It's alluding to the fact that there is a tree out there whose fruit tastes like its eitz. Haviyom is a pilpulin. Lila metcha. And this teaches me the fact that we make a drasha on this pasuk by Arla. Sha pilpulin chayavin ba Arla. That pepper is considered enough of a pre to be considered chayavin Arla. The Ein Eretz Yisrael chazir eklum. And it also teaches me that Eretz Yisrael has everything. It's not missing anything. Even a tree whose tam eitzu per yoshaveh, shenemar lo sechzer koba, lo sechzer koba. Question mark. I pass it later on in, I think it's in Akev. The Sfarno, or the Chizkuni, I don't remember that. I think it's the Sfarno. In the beginning there, where he talks about Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel, says, Eretz Yisrael even is blessed with amazing stones and rocks. Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. Think about it, this tiny little land. Eretz Yisrael, tiny little. We have every season and every type of climate, right? There could be snow and there could be desert and there could be lush and there could be dry. Tiny little country, and we have this stalactite caves in the middle of the country. It's unbelievable. This is the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo sechzer koba. The only thing we don't have is oil. But that's all siyata d'shmaya, right? Why every other country around Eretz Yisrael has plenty of oil, except for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so B'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. Anyway, so you see from here that pepper is another one. Pilpulin. So why is it only, maybe you should have to shake a pilpel? Maybe that's pre-Eitz Hadar? Says the Gemara, no. It's impossible to say that. Why? Hey, ninkot chada. What, you're going to take one pepper? Lo minkro l'kichasa. Nobody's going to see what you're holding. It's tiny. Lo minkro l'kichasa. And the kapos tamarim says, where's the source that anybody has to see what you're holding? Maybe you don't have to see that. Who says? Anybody has to see what you're holding? So he says, because the Medrash says in Emor, sova smachos espanecha. And we darshin sova smachos sheva mitzvos. Sova is like Sheva. The Medrash says the seven mitzvahs of the Yontif. Midalin, Minim, Shebelulav, Sukkah, Chagiga, Simcha. The seven mitzvahs. Alma, Tzorach, Lefarsim, Halakicha, Shelulav. Because Alpanecha, it's Panecha. It's on your face, so it's seen. So it has to be clear. One might add, he doesn't say that, but he might add the Rashi we had back in Yuma Daf Ayin, where Rashi says that Hidur Mitzvah is Lafarsim No Yelarabim. Remember that Gemara? But they all brought their Sifrei Torah to the base of Mikdash on Yom Kippur, and they showed the beautiful Torah, Lafarsim No Yelarabim. So Rashi there says Hidur Mitzvah has to do with Pirsum HaMitzvah. Not by all Hidur Mitzvah, like we mentioned, by Bris Milah, there's no Hidur Mitzvah to be Mafarsim, but there is a concept that if we say the Dal and Minim all have an element of Hidur, so maybe that's the reason why Minkor L'Kichasa. Okay, so you can't take one pepper because it's not clear. Ninka Treo Tlasa, and if you take two or three peppers, Pri Echad Amarachman of Loshnaim V'Shlosha. It says Peros. It says Pri Eitz Hadar, one. Hilkach Lo Efshar. Therefore, you can't. Right, as we said yesterday, you might be able to add on to the Hadassim and the Aravos, right, even though Shulchan Aruch says the Medaktikim are not, but you can't add on to an Esrog. One Esrog. Period. That's all number one. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Number two, Rebbe Omer. Al Tikri Hadar Ella Hadir. Read it Hadar, read it as Hadir. Deer is like a deer where an animal corral or stable, where the animals stay, a deer. or a deer ate them sometimes, there's a deer where wood is. We're talking about a deer of animals. Ma deer ze yeshbo gdolim uktanim tamimun ubali mumin. Just like this deer has big animals, small animals, whole animals, complete perfect animals in bali mumin. Achanami yeshbo gdolim uktanim tamimun ubali mumin. So too, the esrog does as well. Says the Gemara, atu shar peiros lesbu gdolim uktanim tamimun ubali mumin. All fruit have that. That doesn't prove anything about esrog. So elahachi kamer. No, this is what we meant. Ad shebatin ketanim adayin gdolin kayamin. It means like as the small ones are becoming ripe, the old ones from last season can still be on the tree, meaning it can last the entire season and the whole year and still be used the following year. That's ad shebatin ketanim adayin gdolin kayamin. Rabbi Avo Omar. Rabbi Avo says, and the Mefarshim explain that Rashi says, Rabbi Yevo holds the same exact sheet as the previous one, he just says it differently. Al tikri hadar, ella davar shedar, b'ilona mishana lashana. It's something that can stay on from year to year. Right, so Rashi says they both agree to the content, but they argue exactly how to darshan the pasuk. Right, the pasuk is can be read in various on various different levels. Ben Azay Omer, Al Tikri Hadar, Hadar, don't read it as Hadar, Ella Idur, or Hidur, which means water. Shekein Velashin Yavani Koran Lamayim Idur, because in certain Greek languages they called Mayim Idur, the meaning what? It's a pre, something to do with water. Vezu Isha Gadol Kol Mayim, which is a fruit that grows on all water, meaning it needs rain, and it needs irrigation, and it needs a lot of help. Haviomer ze esrog. So various understandings depending how you read this Gemara. This Gemara highlights, again, many Gemaras highlight, but this Gemara also highlights the tshuva, I didn't bring it, but the tshuva of the Radvaz, which talks about why the Torah does not have nekudos in it. The Torah is not written with nekudos. Would have been much easier for Bali Kriya. The Torah can be written with nekudos. Me'ikar adin a Megillah. Megillah Tzatzer can be written with nekudos. The Minhag is not to. But the Megillah, you can add in, right? Many Megillahs have added things in, right? Pick crowns on top, the HaMelech Megillahs. Are there crowns on top? You can't write crowns in the Torah. Megillah has different halachos than the rest of Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? The Gemara says, Nitzna to say over, but not Nitzna likasev, at least according to one line in Megillah Dav Zayin. So it's different halachos. But when it comes to the Torah, you can't have the kudos, says the Radvaz, why? So that it's open for many different interpretations. This is a perfect example of that. It says, Hadar, you can read it Hadir, Hadar, Adar, right, with a pronounce the hey, pronounce it like an olive. All the different examples given, that's the next time one's about Kari and having trouble doing some of the preparation, one could say, oh, it's the Radvaz. Right, the Radvaz says, that's why it doesn't have nekudos, because we want all the different interpretations. Okay, Viter. Says the Mishnah, Shal Asherah v'shel Ir HaNidachas pasul. The Mishnah said, Asherah and Ir HaNidachas are pasul. You can't use them. Why? My taima are girsa. Kivan de la Sreifa Koi. Kituse mechta shiure. Because its destiny is to be burned. And Asherah and Ir HaNidachas. So therefore, we already see it as if it's burned. We already see it as ashes in our hands. So it doesn't have the minimum shear of an esrog, as we said, it's got to be the size of a nut, the size of an egg. So that's why kituzim echta shiurei. You see on the side, it says ayin tosis leil lamanam alf. If you look in tosis earlier, we had at the beginning of our parak, tosis quoted a different girsa in this gemara, and tosis quoted he didn't like it. Mishu beshashi. What was the other girsa? Irani dachas and ashir apostle because of mitzvah aba'a ba'avera. Tosis quoted that right here on Daf Lamed. Tosis says the umiu yesvarim de garsila kamon. Esrog shall ashir my time and mitzvah ba'avera. The girsa mishu beshashi. Tosfos says it's a wrong girsa. Why does Tosfos think it's a wrong girsa? Lishitaso. If you remember, Tosfos said, when do you have mitzvah bab avera? Only if the avera helps you to do the mitzvah. It's not just, it so happens that an avera was done to this item. No, it has to be, it's stolen, and because I stole it, I could do the mitzvah. That's mitzvah bab avera. It has to and help me if I walked through Rishus HaRabim on Pesach Shabbos with matzah without an Erev, I'm allowed to use that matzah because, you know, I did the Avera, but now that's it. What? Actually, maybe not. Maybe that's another case where I had to do the Avera in order to get it. But let's say Matzah Shel Tevel, the Bavli doesn't mention, right, in this context, in terms of Mitzvah Bab Avera. So, many examples to the Achronim say, maybe that's why Tosfos is L'shitaso, that's why he called it a Girsa Mushubashas. But if you remember the Rambam seemed to have that a Girsa. The Rambam seemed to have mitzvah bab avera. The Rambam doesn't have the requirement. It could just be when there is an avera done to an item, that status adheres in the chefsa shel mitzvah. And therefore, once you do an Aveira to an item, Asheri Nidachas, even if it has no connection to the mitzvah, still going to be mitzvah Baba Aveira. That is the 2 days in the Gemara here, what Argir says. Weiter. Shel Arla Pasal. Here we go. Arla is Pasal. Why is Arla Pasal? Why can't I use an esrog of Arla? You're right, I can't eat it. You're right, I can't benefit from it. But what's the problem? So why does that affect? So, my time, I plead about Reb Chiya bar Avin Reb Asi, machlokas. Chad amar lafi she'ein ba heter achila, v'chad amar lafi she'ein ba din mamon. The one opinion says, you can't eat it. Lachem requires your ability to eat it. Heter achila. And because you can't eat it, Rashi says, that's not called lachem. Both Rashis here are crucial. Rashi says, "Leifei she'ein bo heter achila, v'rachmana amar lachem, haro'i lachem bechol darchei hana'aso." Rashi says, you know what lachem means? You can do whatever you want with it. That's Rashi l'shitas. Remember on the Mishnah? Ma'aser she'eni only in Yerushalayim. Because if you can't eat it here, so then it's no good. So Rashi l'shitas. So lachem requires, according to this day, explaining, you need all abilities to be able to eat it. That is l'chol tzarchechem. That is Rashi. V'chad amar l'fisheva din mamon. The other opinion, no. You have to have a din mamon to it. What does that mean? So Rashi again says, you have to own it. You have to own it at least a shave pruta's worth. Remember Rashi said earlier, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all Jews in one sukkah, and they can't have a shave pruta's worth. So you have to connect that Rashi on Chavzayin to here. Rashi here says, you don't have a heter, you don't have a pruta's worth. Sheinu shav pruta, di isuri anohu, hilkach, lav shalachem hu. Wow, this is a huge shas topic. When something is asur bahana'a to me, so what does that remove from me? I can't get anah from it, that's true. But what else does it do? Is it considered mine, still? Am I legally ownership of it? Is maybe it's considered mine, but because I don't have any use of it, whenever there's a halacha that requires usage, so that's not, that's what I lose. So what is it? Rashi says, lachem is knocked out in when it comes to Isuri Hana. The Isuri Hana hu lav shalachem hu. That is Rashi. If you look in the Ravid says, it's not shalcha. It's like hefker. That's the Ravid. The Ravid quoted here in the Rishonim, it's quoted in the Ritva here. It's like, it's hafkaz abaylot, it's eno shalo. Right? Does the question in the Achronim, the Rishonim, does it make it Eino Shelo or Eino Bershuso? Eino Shelo means it's not legally yours. Eino Bershuso means it could be legally yours, but it's not physically in your Rishus. Right? So Eino Shelo, Eino Bershuso. The Ravid says it's Eino Shelo. The Ritva says if that's true, you should be able to use a Arla Esrog on day two, or it doesn't have to be yours. Right? If it just makes it like Hefker. But that is the discussion of Rashi here. The general issue of what Isuri Hana does is a big discussion in the Achronim. I'll just read you one or two. The Machane Ephraim, one of the Achronim, contemporary of the Beis Yosef, Machane Ephraim writes in Hilchas Zechiyah Mehefker, Misha Asar Nechasav Al Atzmo. I asered my property, my Nechasav on myself. Mi Avi Kamafkir V'Yecholo Machirim Lito Bakarchach Olo. If I say, this table of mine is usher to me, is it hefker? Are you allowed to take it? That's the issue. Once something is usher b'hana, do I lose ownership? Does ownership have a requirement of ability of usage? That's the question. If there's no outlet, if there's no expression of my ownership, then halachically maybe it's not yours. That's the amazing chiddush being discussed here. If I can't use it, so how is it yours? On paper. What kind of ownership is that? So that's why some Rishonim take that jump. If it's usher to me, then you're allowed to take it. It's hefker. That's the question of the Machane Ephraim. Rove assume, no, don't go that far. That's a Ravid. But most assume don't go that far. Tshuva. L'chora nira. He says, lira, I would say, tekima deruvein usher hana asam alav, harina chasam elo hefker, v'yichol machirim lito bakarcha. But he says, aval, nira lini is daiti, you don't go that far. You do have a concept of legal ownership separate from usage. You could give it to a child or a brother. Right, there are ways to use it. You could have legal ownership even without usage. That is the discussion. Machane Ephraim holds that way. And that is a discussion in many. Just to read one other one, the Ksos. The Ksos in Siman Tavav, where he talks about this discussion as well. And the Nesivus also, he says, Ela Isuri Hana'a, Afal Gav, Delav Bershusei Ka'i, Aval Baila Mia Islay. Even though it is not in your Rishus to do anything with it, it's legally still yours. That's exos. At the end of the tshuva of the Rivash, he has a 10-page kuntris beinyan zechiyah beisuri hana. That's his kuntris. He has it in the back of it, 10 pages. So they all quote this that Rivash, where he quotes all the gemaras, and he says, like the Rivash ends up saying, yes, you own it, even though you can't use it, you own it. And he talks about this has important ramifications for all the isuri hana in Gemara by an esrog of arla and a shor haniskal and all other. All other context. Again, very fascinating topic. How do you look at bailus in halacha? Right? Just do you compare it to, let's say somebody steals something from me. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't be makdashit and he can't be makdashit. He can't be makdashit because it's not shelo. I can't be makdashit because it's not pershusi. So there also, there is legally mine. But I can't be makdashit because it's not physically in my possession. So Shelo and Bershuso define Bailus. This whole discussion is maybe Bershuso impacts Shelo. And if it's not physically, if I can't do anything, or third, it's Bershusi. It is physically in my Rishus. But it means nothing to me. It's like chametz in my head. Right? So that's the logic. Also the language of the Gemara Pesachim that we have Rabbi Ishmael. Right? Shnei Dvarim Shasana Kasav She'enon Bershuso, V'asana Kasav Kiluhin Bershuso. They're not in, what do you mean they're not in your Rishus? They're aser bahana. Does that mean they're not in your rishus? That's an important lashon in relating to the status of isuri hana. So that's this discussion here. Right, 2 days in the Gemara. Why arla is possible? Because you can't eat it, or because it doesn't have a din mamon. So back to the Gemara.
Everybody agrees that
there is a. It's not right. Well, arla doesn't have to be burned. Arla is just aser bahana. Is it one of the nisrafin? Right, you're just not allowed to benefit from it. Right, that's why it's not kitusim echtas. That's not the reason. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Kos al gadaite man deboy yadur achila lo boy den mamon, umay deboy din mamon lo boy yadur achila." The havamin is that there are mutually exclusive reasons. The one who says that you have to be able to eat it does not require din mamon. So, for example, Rashi quotes, "If you have Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to the opinion that says Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa, it's not yours, but you can eat it." So there is heter achila, but there's no din mamon. And yet the opposite case is tevel, right? Tevel does not have a heter achila, but it's yours. It has a din mamon. So tanan shel truma tamea pasul. The Mishnah says you can't use truma tamea. An aspect of truma tamea. Bish the malaman darma lefishein by heter achila shapir. Fine, you can't eat it. Elaman darma lefishein by din mamon. But if you say the reason is din mamon, amai, what's the problem with tamei truma? Hari masika dachas afshilo. A kohen is allowed to use tamei truma for fuel. He can't eat it, but he uses it for fuel. So doesn't that give him a din mamon? So Ella the Gemara says, you're right. Everybody agrees that you need to be able to eat it. Ki pligi bedin mamon. The question is, do you also require that it has to be legally yours? Mar savar heter achila beinon din mamon lo beinon. Umar savar din mamon nami beinon. That's the nafka machlok as my binayu. Ika binayu maishar sheni shibar yushalayim alibad Rabbi Meir. Maishar sheni yushalayim. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that maishar sheni is considered like a carbon. It's like mamon gavoa. So lamanda amrla fishain ba heter achila harayish ba heter achila. You're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. But if you need din mamon, this doesn't have din mamon, according to Rabbi Meir. Period. The Sfasemes asks on this whole Gemara, very interesting question. We're talking about the Esrog of Maiser Sheni and of Truma, Vechulu. Isn't there a major machlokas we shown him? What is Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers Midaraisa? And only the Rambam says all fruits are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers Daraisa. And Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say only Dagon, Tirosh, VeYitzar. That's it. Everything else is only chayiv derabanan. So how can you have it? How can you have an esrog of truma daraisa? According to other rishonim, it's din mamon on a daraisa level. How can you have meiser sheni, an esrog of meiser sheni that's ainbo din mamon? How do you have that? It's only a meiser sheni derabanan, isn't it? Says the Sfas Emes. So there are some rishonim that say even if you want to say trumas and meisers are only derabanan, maybe meiser sheni is different. There is a smag that holds that way. The smag in the Urayim. But if you don't want to be mechalik and say Maiser Sheni, excuse me, is different, so the Sfas Emes has trouble. He says maybe what you did was you have real grapes, Maaser Sheni grapes, and you were poted that onto money. So now the money has Kedusha Maaser Sheni, and then you bought an Esrog with that money. So that's how you can have an Esrog with Maaser Sheni, your Truma status, on a Daraisa level. Okay, but he leaves it with Sarachian. That's his discussion. Amazing discussion. You wouldn't think they would have this discussion. The Stechemen has 15 pages on the following question. What if you went to sleep and you left your Esrog under your bed? We know the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. You're not supposed to leave food under the bed. It's a ruach ra. Are you allowed to use that esrog? It has an iser achila, but it's only because of ruach ra. Can you just wash the esrog 3 times on each side? Right? That's what he suggests. He says, could you get rid of the ruach ra? Do you say chamira sakanda misuri? He has 10 pages on this, going back and forth. And he ends up saying lakula. He says, if you have another esrog, use the other esrog. But he says, if not, the esrog, he says, there's a big tshuva of Rav Yisrael Khan inspector. He says, b'di'evet ain't paid the klal. Gam lo huskar b'shum posik sh'asr b'di'evet. Lo dummy l'yayin megula. Yayin megula was usr even b'zman ha'shas. But here, even b'zman ha'shas, you see hints that they weren't so makbid about it. And he even says, interestingly, I never saw this anywhere, whenever we discuss this, maybe it could be mechalik between the beds in the times of the Gemara and our beds. The beds in the times of the Gemara had walls going all the way down. It was totally enclosed under the bed. It was all totally enclosed. Even though the Gemara said a couple of weeks ago that the bed protects the shoes underneath it. And we had that Gemara, that it may be in the first off in the second parak. So, but maybe it was enclosed. You put the shoes there and then it was closed. He says, Bein mita shebizman hashas, shohayu hamachitzos ad hakarka, o ad pachos mishlosha samach lakarka. Fit shoes. The bazehu sheyesh ruach ra. Lo kem emita shalanu, shepsuchos milamata, yesh lomar shetachas emita, bata lagabe abayis. V'yo yesh lo hakel, mitam shomer mitzvah lo yada davara. Right, shomer psoam Hashem, you're doing a mitzvah, don't worry about it. So, and he says, it's not asr mitzad etzem hadavar, michshash sakana, it's still called lachem. And he goes back and forth, you want to look, it's in the third volume of the Stechemet, starting on page 369. And he goes, many achronim, and he continues. That's whether that has a din, heter achila, viter. So we said, Rav Asi and Rav Chiya bar Avin, each in one of these opinions. Testaim, the Rav Asi, da'amar lefishayim bodin mamon, unless Rav Asi is the one that says, ain bodin mamon, da'amar Rav Asi. Esrog shall meister sheni l'divrei meyer in adam yosi be'dichav asa b'yantif. You can't use an esrog meister sheni according to Rabbi Meir because he holds gavoa l'divrei chachamim adam yosi be'dichav asa b'yantif tistayim. So that proves it, right? That proves it that Rav Asi is the one that holds din mamon. There is a problem just to mention with the Rambam shita that the Achronim discussed. The Rambam holds meister sheni's mamon gavoa, but he holds also he could use it for. Could use Maaser Sheni Esrog for Sukkos, right? So that doesn't work out so well, but that is the Rambam Shita. Gufa Amar Vasi, three cases. Esrog shall Maaser Sheni l'divrei Rabbi Meir. Ein Adam Yosi b'dichavaso b'piyantiv l'divrei Chachamim Adam Yosi b'dichavaso b'piyantiv. So it's a machlokas. Whether you hold Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoh or Mamon Hedyo. Case two. Matzah shall Maaser Sheni. What about Matzah Maaser Sheni? L'divrei Rabbi Meir Ein Adam Yosi b'dichavaso b'pesach. You cannot use it according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara will ask why. There's no lachem when it comes to matzah, right? So why should it have to be yours? We'll see. Isa shall meiser sheni, but if you have a dough of meiser sheni in order for the chiyuv of taking off challah, same machlokas. L'divrei Rabbi Meir paturim in a challah. L'divrei chachamim chayavas b'challah. Three ke machlokos. Maskev l'ra papa bishtlama isa k'siv reishas ariso sechem. The dough that's chayav and challah has to be yours. Esrog na miksev lachem, misha lachem. Ela matzah miksev matzah schem. Does the matzah have to be yours? Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, v'tem Rabbi Yemer Bar Shalmiya, yes. Asya lachem lachem zeir shava. Ksev hacha lechem oni, v'ksev hasam. V'haya v'achocha milachem haaretz. Zeir shava, ma lahalon mishel lachem v'lo mishel meiser. Afkan mishel lachem v'lo mishel meiser has to be yours and not of meiser sheni. Says the Sfas Emes, this is the maskana. I don't know why people are in machmen on this, says the Sfas Emes. And says the Sfas Emes, when you go to somebody's house and they give you matzah, make sure that they know that you're being kona it, and it's yours. That relates to the sugya that we discussed in Eben Ezer. When you get food, when you're at somebody's house, is that their food that you're eating, or is it your food? If I turn around and give the piece of chicken to my person next to me and I'm a kaddish and isha with it, does the marriage work? So it sounds like the maskana says the Sfas Emes that you need lachem when it comes to matzah. And he says, I don't know why the Olam is on Nizar in this. Olam ain't Nizar in Baseh. Olam Nizar in Baseh. Sound that way for the Gemara. That's a ha'ara of the Sfas Emes that even the matzah should be lachem. Should be lachem. Period. Lema Messiah Le. Let's say this, the following is a raya that these machlokos are true. Isa Shamaiser Shani Petrumana Khala Devi Meir Vacham Omim Chayevas Bachala. So you see there's a brisa that says at least one of the machlokos. Lema Messiah Le hihi. What do you mean a Messiah? That is exactly what he said. So Ella Mida Beha Pligi Bahanami Pligi. Our Shaila is what was said before was a statement of the Amoraim. One of the machlokos now is a brisa. So that's the question. Shall we say, since one of them is a brisa, the other two are also parallel machlokos? O dilma shiny isa, damakra, ariso sechem, ariso sechem, trey zimni. Or do we say, no, this case is different. Ariso sechem, it says it twice, and therefore, maybe it has to be yours, but the other one wouldn't have a parallel machlokos. Period. Shal truma tamei psula. Truma tamei, you're not allowed to use. Why? Teles behetu achila. Right? Everybody agrees you have to be able to eat it, even though they can use it for fuel. V'shal truma tahora lo yitol. You can't use truma tahora. Pligi barav ami barav asi. Why? Chad amar mebnei shem machshira. One is because it is machshir the esrog to be makabel tuma. Remember, all food need to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Listed at the end of machshirin, in order for them to be able to be makabel tuma. So, what's going to happen here? I'm going to put the lulav and the hadasim and the erovas in something wet in order to preserve them. And the next day, I'm going to get the esrog wet. By the way, this is the line in Shas that hints to the fact. What we said at the end of Shir yesterday. You have to, even though the esrog is not in the dalin minim in the eged, you have to hold it next to each other. This line. Machshir, what do you mean machshira? Because it's going to get wet from the lulav. What do you mean? Just hold it separately. The answer is no. Machshira. This is a hint to the fact that you have to hold it together. Right? That's the raya in, the remez in Shas. Machshira, and it's machshirit. V'chad omar mipnei shem mafsida. The other day is no, you're mafsidit. Because if it gets wet, then it's going to become ruined. And it's not, and they're both. And there's an issur to be matame truma. And there's an issur to be mafsid truma. So either way, it's a problem. My benayu kagon shakara la shame chutz miklipasa chitzona. What if you were kore shame that only the inner part of the esrog is truma, but not the outer layer? Mamandar mevnesha machshira ika. It's still mukshar and it could become tamei. Mamandar mevnesha mafsida leka. Right, the outer layer becomes rotten. Not a problem because that is not truma. Many machlokos about hechshel lekabel tuma. We don't have time to go into them all now. Remember the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Ala Torah. What's the reason for that something has to be mukshar? Rashi has the lumdish line of, before it's mukshar, it doesn't have a shame pre. Because usually, the chinuch describes it, you wash something off before you eat it. So it's not really called a fruit until you wash it off, until it becomes wet. That was Rashi and the chinuch. The Ramban says, no, it is a fruit. But there are spiritual pores that need to be open in order for the tumah to get into. And therefore, that's what the Hechshel Lekabel Tumah is. One. But there's another machlokas that we haven't always mentioned, and that is, the first Mishnah in Machshirin says, it has to become wet l'ratzon. If it becomes wet and you're not interested in it, so then it's not considered hukshar. Who's ratzon? Baalei Tosfos, Rov Rishonim say, the person who put the water on it is ratzon. The Rambam has a very interesting shita. Only ratzon of the Baalim. If I pour water on a cucumber, so the Rambam would say, that's not Hechshel Lekabel Tumah. On your cucumber, if you didn't want it to get wet. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's good enough, as long as the Nosein was happy with it. Good. V'im natal kishera, and if you did take the Truma Tahora Esrog, it's okay, but the Eved. Why? You're allowed to eat it. And Rashi says, even to a Yisrael, because he could give it to his daughter's son, who is a Kohen, and have somebody eat it, you know, like that. But don't think that you could be poda it, says Rashi. And if you say that, you're a Rasha. I know, that's strong Rasha. I don't know why Rashi is so emphatic about that. Don't think you could be poda the Truma. But Omer Kane Rasha, who Rashi says. Laman Dharma, Lefishain, Ba Din Mamon, Harayesh Ba Din Mamon. And if you say you need a Din Mamon, it is yours, the Truma. Period. Vishel Demai, Vishmai Time at the Basila. Why does Basila say that you could use Demai? Kivan Diboy Mafkalula Nichse Vavayani. Because anybody can make themselves into a poor person and be Zochev a Chazile and then be Roy to eat the Demai. Hashtanami Lachem Karina Bay. So this is also called Lachem, even if you didn't do that. Right? Because you have the potential. Because you have the potential. Tosfos wonders why the Gemara even had to say that. Why couldn't you just say, you could give it to an Ani? Why do you have to say that you have to become an ani? So again, maybe it's Rashi l'shitaso. You have to be able to eat it here. That's why it has to be in Yerushalayim. That's why it has to be right here. Ditznan. Machilim so aniyim d'may v'sachsanya d'may. Right, the Mishnah, the third parak in d'may. You could give poor people d'may and you give achsanya, 2 days in the Rishonim, whether that means the army passing through or guests d'may. U'beishamai ani lo'achal d'may. Beishami argues. Ditznan machilin aniyim d'may v'sachsanya d'may. Amar Rav Huna, Tana Beishami omrim ein machilin aniyim d'may v'sachsanya d'may. Beisilo omrim machilin aniyim d'may v'sachsanya d'may. That's why Beisilo said it's okay because they could eat d'may. One more line. Shalmaiser sheni shebiushalayim lamanda amar b'nei machshira hare machshira. That's why lachachilo it should not be used. Because you don't want to be matami meiser sheni, madarim b'neisha mafsida, hare mafsida, you're being mafsivit. V'im natal kashera, and if you did take meiser sheni, your slime is okay. L'mandarim l'fishein b'heter achila divrei hakol, l'mandarim l'fishein b'din mamon, hamani rabbanani, not like Rabbi Meir who says mamon gavoa, the bishop would at least be according to the rabbanan. So adkan, all the halachic problems with the esrog, but tomorrow we start off with the physical issues on the esrog, as we spoke about the physical issues relating to the other minim as well. Okay, we'll say Parsha Shiras tonight. Parsha Shiras tonight.